Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. May 5th through the 11th is National Travel and Tourism Week. This is an annual tradition for the U.S. travel community. It's a time when travel and tourism professionals across the country unite to celebrate the value travel holds for our economy, for businesses, and for personal well-being. Julie Jensen is president of Visit Rapid City, and Jim Hagen is the secretary of the Department of Tourism for South Dakota. They're joining us today from the Black Hills Surgical Hospital Studio inside SDPB's Black Hills Studio in downtown Rapid City. Julie, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you, Lori. Good to hear from you.
Secretary Hagen, thanks for being here as well.
Good morning, Lori.
All right, let's talk with Secretary Hagen. Let's ask you a question first because it's all about the numbers, and yes, we're looking at 9 years of steady growth. Tell us a little bit about how the South Dakota tourism industry is doing overall from a growth perspective.
Yeah, thank you, Lori. I am so proud of this industry. Like you just said, 9 straight years of record growth. So in 2018, this state welcomed 14.1 million visitors. That was a record. They spent $3.98 billion while they were here. That was a record. You know, when you look at the jobs that are created and are being produced in this state by tourism, we're looking at almost 55,000 South Dakotans. So those are our friends, our family, our neighbors. You look at the tax dollars that tourism actually saves for South Dakotans. So each household pays $865 less in taxes because of this industry. So when you take a step back and you say, okay, this is a job-creating, revenue-generating, tax-reducing industry, there aren't a lot of industries that you can point to and say, hey, look at these check marks that they create. So the industry has just, like I said, I'm so proud of it. Everybody is working so hard. One area that we've really been focusing in on the last couple of years is making sure that our hospitality continues to be second to none in the country. And I just received an email this morning from a gentleman in Maryland, came into my email box about 7 a.m. And he said, it was my first time in South Dakota. I was in your beautiful Black Hills. I was blown away by the beauty of it. But he said, let me tell you, your people were absolutely amazing. They made me feel so welcomed and answered my questions, told me where to go, gave me suggestions. He said, I'll never forget the trip. So that's music to my ears. And yes, this is the week where we celebrate what this industry means to this city, in Rapid City and to Sioux Falls and Aberdeen and everywhere in between, what it means to our state and what it means to our country.
So I want to bring Julie in the conversation in just a minute. But first, Jim, we're going to talk about what you could measure and what you can't, but it's hard to measure hospitality and how effective that is. Or are you somehow measuring how well we're doing that particular aspect of, you know, when we're looking at what's working and what's going right?
Yeah, it is difficult to measure, but yeah, you know, a couple of the yardsticks, if you will, that we use to measure how we're doing is just the feedback we're getting. And honestly, Lori, I doubt there has been a week that has gone by since I became Secretary of Tourism 8 years ago that I haven't received an email almost on a daily basis from people around the country saying a couple things to me. You've probably heard me say this before, your listeners have. One, we had no idea South Dakota looked like this. From east to west, your mountains in the west, your forests, the Missouri River, the rolling prairies and glacial lakes of eastern South Dakota, we were just blown away by the landscape. Two, if we knew how many things there were to see and do, our 3-day vacation would have turned into a week-long vacation. And three, your people were so friendly and so welcoming. So we really make it part of our emphasis to say, don't ever lose sight of what it means to people coming. Julie says it best, my colleague Julie Jensen, that you'll visit with her in just a second. She said, they're company. We've got to get ready for company. And I love that line. It's one of the best lines I've heard. And so we provide hospitality training throughout the year. We provide online hospitality training. We actually have a new program that you can go to sdvisit.com. Any South Dakotan can take it. You don't have to be in the industry. It's totally free. And then this week, in conjunction with National Travel and Tourism Week, we've actually brought in a customer service expert. She is traveling the entire state in communities like Rapid City. She'll be doing training. In Deadwood, she'll be doing training on customer service. What's new? What are new techniques? Here's how you treat your guests to make sure they have a memorable time while they're in your state.
I just want people. That's my, you know what I mean? It's the people, it's the face-to-face, and that's what I'm hearing. You know, just anecdotally, when people talk about what is customer service,
Absolutely. There
is the sense that I want to look face-to-face with the person and ask them a question.
Yes.
Julie, how do we get ready for company?
Well, I'll tell you, we need to get our local people ready. You know, visitors have a lot of options of where to spend their visitor dollars. And we don't have the largest marketing budget as a city and as a state. So I think our local people are our greatest marketing tools. They are our ambassadors. They are the ones that are getting people to come, helping us get people to come. But when they're treated well, they go home and they tell their neighbors, they tell their relatives. And that word of mouth is the strongest marketing tool that we have. So that's one of the things, is just getting local people ready to, like I say, be nice. Be prepared to help a visitor that looks lost. Help them with directions. If somebody's downtown and is, seeming to stumble around, suggest a restaurant, suggest an attraction. Just make them feel and know that they are company and we appreciate them choosing us.
And that's old school. Right?
It's old school. It's not social media. Well, it is kind of social media. It's social.
Right. It's social.
That's what it is, just plain social with a period, yes.
All right, so then my question, Julie, is this easier to sort of convince people, South Dakotans from a certain generation are going to say, well, of course, that's what, or is the push to sort of educate and help local people understand, are you talking to millennials right now? Are you talking to Generation Zero? I know you're talking to everybody, but do you talk to them in different ways is what I'm getting
Well,
at.
Sure. We have to approach every generation with different ideas to get them excited about it. You know, our millennials, and I don't think they even like us to refer to them as millennials. They're just regular people that have maybe a little different take on things. And they like to play a lot. And they are getting out and about. And so where they're going to come into helping the visitor industry is you're going to meet them on a hiking trail or on a biking trail, or you're going to be rock climbing and run into them. And you're going to sit on the top of a cliff and share a granola bar and talk about how beautiful this place is. So, yes, they are a voice for us, very much so. They're probably not as eager to have their space taken up by visitors. And I don't think they probably understand the impact as much as perhaps my generation or maybe Jim's generation. We understand the economic value of that visitor dollar. We hate to concentrate so much just on the economic factor because it really is a cultural experience to travel. It's good for families. It's good for relationships. And so we do need the city and the state to understand that this is a really clean industry, but it's also about pride in what our state has to offer, and it's pretty exceptional.
Jim, talk a little bit about the cultural experience of travel, because then you're not only talking about those visitors who are coming from out of state, but also about each one of us who could do some traveling in South Dakota to those places that we haven't been ourselves.
Yeah, you know, and Julie brings up such a great point with cultural experiences, you too, Lori, is when we're looking at travelers of all ages now, there really is this desire for authenticity and for meeting locals and having a local experience. They want to live like the locals. They want to eat like the locals. They want to explore like the locals. And so it's just so important that, as Julie said, we don't lose sight of our cultural offering. So whether you're on the eastern half of the state and we're talking about our, the pioneer history and farming culture and heritage, or you're coming to the western half of the state and we're talking about our Native American culture and heritage, or the Old West and cowboy heritage and culture, that's all ingrained in all of us in this entire state. And people really want to experience that. So don't be something that you're not. Be true to who you are and where you come from and what your local experiences are, because that's what our visitors want to also experience. So I can't emphasize that enough. And I also want to dovetail off something that Julie said too, in terms of millennials and others, when it comes to customer service and welcoming our visitors. let's never lose sight of there are principles and values that never, ever will change with customer service. We may have different age groups and different people who look at and approach things differently, but when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, regardless of your age, people just want to be welcomed. They want to have a great time. They want, like I said, they want to experience your state and your city and your region like a local. So let's just never lose sight of just always that friendly smile. Like Julie said, helping people with directions, making suggestions. It's just absolutely critical in this industry.
And I'm sure we'll have both of you back, but let's talk for a minute before we close here, Julie, with some of those great upcoming upcoming events in the Rapid City area. What's new? What are you talking about the most right now?
Well, I think the thing that we have done in the last 4 years to celebrate this wonderful week, to not concentrate solely on the leisure market, but to talk about our meetings and convention market, we started an amazing rush, and this is season 4, and this is where we bring in meeting planners from around the country and hook them up with some local members of those organizations, and they are doing an amazing race, kind of a task-oriented event. And so they are throughout the Black Hills doing all kinds of fun tasks at all of our attractions and restaurants and wineries and breweries. And some of them are challenging, some are just funny. And we will wrap that up with the winners coming to the Travel Rally Day, which starts at 4 tomorrow, Tuesday. And that's where we give our industry awards. We have the Black Hills Hero Award, we have the Frontline Employee Award, and we also have the Extra Mile Award. And we have proclamations from the governor and from the mayor. And it's basically about the industry getting together right before the visitor industry truly kicks in, because we won't see each other now for about 6 months because everybody is working 24/7 to do a good job to make these visitors return.
All right. Secretary Hagan, what's new this year? What do you want to leave us with?
I think the biggest thing for this summer is the 100th anniversary of our state park system, and especially, you know, as we look at Custer State Park and their 100th anniversary, that's a really big deal. In fact, Custer State Park not long ago was named one of the 15 state parks in the country that give national parks a run for their money. Mm-hmm. And that's a big accolade, and we know people who visit Custer State Park just absolutely have an amazing time. But our whole state park system is phenomenal from east to west, north to south. So make sure you head out and check out any one of those state parks this summer. There's lots of other, you know, anniversaries going around. So make sure, as South Dakotans, we don't take the time to explore our own backyards and appreciate what we have. So if there's one message I have to all of our citizens, it's make sure you travel this summer in the state and take advantage of local fairs, festivals, food markets, whatever it may be. Explore your own backyard in South Dakota.
Consider it done. We'll talk again in the future. Secretary for South Dakota State Tourism, Jim Hagan, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it, as always.
Thank you, Lori.
And Julie Jensen, president of Visit Rapid City, thank you as well. Always a pleasure.
Likewise.